The 100 List.
100 のリスト。
Welcome to the Lost in Japan English podcast, delivered to you in a bilingual format in English and Japanese. I'm your host, Chieko, based in Seattle, Washington.
そして千葉県印西市からお送りしているやっこです。ロスジャパポッドキャストは日本語と英語のバイリンガル形式でお送りしています。
So today we're talking about the 100 list. This is a list of 100 things you want to do before you die.
そうです。100のリストと題しまして今日はお話していきたいと思うんですけれども、基本的には100個やりたいことをずらーっと書いていくリストでございます。
So we also call this a bucket list.
はいはい。
I mean, it doesn't have to be 100 to be a bucket list, but...A bucket list is our. A bucket list is a list of things you want to do before you die.
そうだよね。
Yeah, and you know that term comes from the phrase "kick the bucket." So "kick the bucket" means you died, right? Or you die, like if someone died, they kicked the bucket. You フレーズがあって、so the bucket list is like, therefore, I think the things you want to do before you die. 日本語では。Is there a name for this?
そうだね。名前としてはないとは思う。で、日本でもそのバケットリストってちょっとずつこう浸透してきてると思うんだけど、だいたい日本では死ぬまでにやりたいことっていう感じで呼んでるんで、はい、It's not a term like the bucket list, but、はい、we do say 死ぬまでにやりたいことっていう感じで。リストアップする人はいると思うね。
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So as a practice,、mm-hmm. it, I don't know if it's popular, but it does exist.
Exist. Yes. Yes.、
Mm-hmm. はいはい。で、やっこちんは、have you created a bucket list prior to、this exercise that we're doing for this podcast?
そうだね。実は、ヤンが、割と毎年、毎年ちゃんとできてるかどうか知らないところもあるんだけど、はい、結構昔から毎年作っていて、ヤッコもたまに参加していたっていう感じで、自分のも一緒に書いてたりしたんだよね。だから、何度かはやったことある。
Like the same bucket list essentially that you're creating? Or, こう毎年してるっていうのは、is it just a, like a list for the year?
Well, it's not just a list for the year, but we, as one of the practices that we do for New Year's is we each have a list. We created your own list. We don't really share it or anything, but we just do the list. We just make the list at the beginning of the year, whether it is for the year or for your life, the rest of your life, みたいな感じで、とりあえず書いてみようみたいなことをやったりはしてきたんだよね。だからそんな感じでやってる。うん。
Okay, so it might be the same things.
Yeah, it might be the same things.、
Mm-hmm. Okay, and is it hard to come up with 100 things?
It is hard. 最初調子いいんだよね。バーって書いていくからさ、あれもやって、これもやってとか言って。で、昔は結構やっぱ欲しいものも結構あったから、これが欲しい、あれが欲しいみたいなことも書いたりはしてたんだけど、
はい。
大体ね、まあまず半分は50ぐらいはバーって出てくるんだよね。だけど、
okay.
だんだん後半になってくると、あと何かなみたいな。It takes time to come up with 100. And、I think this time that I made the list for the podcast,、it was the same thing. The last 20 was pretty hard to、come up with.で、そう、やっこも聞きたい、ちーちゃんに。どうだった？結構100出てきた、すんなり。それとも100揃えるの大変だった？
It was both easy and hard.
Oh, interesting.
Easy because, you know, at first I was listing places I want to go, and there's more than 100 places, so that makes it like, それじゃちょっとつまんないなと思って、you know, I was like, okay, I'm just going to list the places that I really, really want to go, and then move on to other things. So it kind of depends, I guess, on how you think about that, because I was like, I'm, ここでやめようっていう感じはあったんだよね。But 特に with travel, because it's so easy to come up with 100 places to go
yes.
and see.
確かにそれはある。はいはい。
But in terms of the, なんかこう大きいものは、it was like they came out very quickly, but then it was like, okay, what are the smaller things? And for some reason, I didn't want to put them on the bucket list.
Oh.
Because they seem like small goals.
Yes, yes. But
then I was like, you know what? I'm going to add these things anyway. So, それを足していくと結構ダダダダって出てきたかなと思うんだけど。
なるほどね。
But I did actually look at some online bucket lists for some inspiration too. Because みんなどういうふうにやってるのかなと思って。And so, yeah.It was interesting to look at the big categories. You know, travel was definitely a big one. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of people who listed places that they wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Career goals, self-improvement goals, things you want to try, learn, even like foods that people wanted to try.
そうそうそう。わかる。なんか、ヤッコも基本的にやるときは10個ずつこう、はい、なんて言うんだろう、カテゴリーにして書き始めるみたいな感じ。だいたいやっぱりトラベルも入ってるし、health とか料理とかやっぱり入ってきたよね。で、そういうで家のこととか、なんかだいたいビッグなものがあったりするテーマで最初書き始めると結構ダーって埋まっていくから。で、ね、今まではなんかそう、なんかいわゆるよくみんなが書くようなバケットリストに書くものみたいな、like I want to go skydiving みたいな、そういうのとかも書いてたんだけど、まあ最近はどっちかっていうと結構、まあ小さいものを含めて、ちーちゃんが言ったように、まあこれバケットリストに載っけるべきものなのかなみたいなことを思いながら、でもちっちゃいものも入れていった感じだね。
Well, what was interesting to me is as I was looking at lists online of other people's 100 lists, and you know, like some of them were like 1,000 ideas for your bucket list. So, you know, 見てると, I was like, wow, like actually done quite a lot of things that I've forgotten about.
すごいね。
And so it made me want to think about having actually like a done bucket list.
That would be very interesting. それをもう、それやったことないかもしんない。100の done bucket list. やりたいね。
I mean, I don't, yeah, and I don't think it has to be like 100, but I think it's just a list of things that, like, amazing things that you've done or places that you've gone to in your life. And to see it, like, and have an ongoing, like, tracking list would be, I think an interesting exercise because it was fun to go through the lists online and be like, oh, I've done that too. これもやったなっていうの。It was, that was actually kind of fun.
that would be totally fun. そのなんて言うんだろう、自分のやってきたことのリストってすごい、it's very satisfying. It's very nice to list. It's fun to list. And it's very...fun to look at after you have written it down みたいなところあるよね。なんかすごくこう、おやったな、あれやったなっていう感じで楽しめるから、それ次やろうかな。そういうふうに考えたことなかった。
I really, you know, was reflecting on that as I was writing my list, but also looking at these lists and thinking like, oh, like, you know, when I'm writing this list, I'm like, am I being adventurous enough? Am I challenging myself enough? Questions. But then as I looked at the other list, I'm like, wow, I've done a lot of things. And, you know, it's so easy to just forget them.
Yes. So.
But when you see them on a list, it's like, oh, wow, I have lived a really blessed life.And it put me in a real state of like gratitude of having, you know, gotten to do a lot of these amazing things. And so, どっちかっていうと、that was like the most fun part of creating my list.
それはでもね、すごい素敵だと思う。なんか、本当、いかに恵まれてるかっていうのは気づくかもしれないね。結構やっ、やりたいことやってきてるなっていうのの確認にもなるし、で、あ、こんなことできたな、まあ思い出をこうたどるっていう楽しさと、あとその なんて言うんだろう、あれ忘れてたみたいなのも目で見えるから、感謝の気持ちがこうブワーって出てくるっていうのはものすごい楽しいから、それはいいかもね。やっぱ実は、まあ、やっぱり100のリスト何回かやってきたから、特にオンラインでどんなのがあるかなって見ずにやったんだよね。だし、ね、そういうやったことリストみたいなのもなるほどなって今思ったね。だから、これもおすすめかもしれないね。
Yeah, ね、yeah,、はい、for sure. I was like, ooh, I like this.、I think the other thing、that I really got out of doing the 100 list is it stretched me to think about what's beyond just realistic.
Ooh.
Because I think it's easy to be like, oh, okay, I'm just going to do, you know, like these are the places I want to go or things I want to do. But if there were no limits,、if there were no...you know, not to be limited by our current society, our current financial condition, our current health conditions, and just be like, okay, if anything were possible, like, what are some things that I want to do, you know? So, for example, I think I have one that's like, go to space.
Whoa!
I don't know how that would be at this point in my life, but at some point in the future, I hope that there's more space tourism and that it's accessible and that I'll be able to do that, right? So it really stretched me to think about outside of like the small, you know, corner of my life, of like what's possible and...もうちょっと大きくこう考えられる
っていう。ねえ、すごい。え、ちいちゃんがまず宇宙に行ってみたいって思ってるって思わ知らなかった。なんか、
Oh, I've always wanted to go to space.
Oh, really? And それもすごくいい気づきだよね。その、今、現実的なこと以外のこともこう、絞り出していくと、結構いろいろあるっていうか、自分でもびっくりするかもしれないね。あ、こんなことやりたいって思ってたのか、みたいなのもあるかもしれないし。
Right.
Yes.
Because, you know, we have potentially 40, 60, 70 years left in our lives. I don't know how long we're going to live. But, you know, if we still have like another half century left, this world could change a great deal in terms of what becomes accessible to us.
確かにそうだね。なんかそういう風になれるってことはすごくいいよね。あの、何が起きるか分かんないし、どうなってるか分かんないから、何でもできちゃうし、お金のこと考えなかったり、健康とか時間とか考えなかったらこんなことできちゃうかも。で、そういう、なんて言うんだろう、頭がね、そういうところに行くってこと自体はすごくリフレッシングっていうか、なんかこう、頭がこうね広がるよね。そこはすごくいいかもしれない。やっこも最初やっこもね書いてたんだ、あの国に行きたい、この国に行きたいって、それだけで埋まっちゃうともう全く同じだよね。これちょっとなんかズルしてるなみたいな感じになってやっぱ好きなところだけに絞って、もう本当に行きたいところだけに絞ったんだけど、でもっていうのがあって、やっぱ世界一周は入れたんだよね。世界一周回ってみたい、でできるかなどうかなっていうのはあるんだけど、でもそれは It has been on my list probably every time I have written the list. So
okay,
yes, yes, いつかって感じで。
So my understanding is that there are some airlines, I don't know if this is still true today, offer a around the world ticket. And as long as you're going in one direction, it's like a one price thing.
Really?
And so people will purchase these around the world tickets, and then you just have to go in the same direction the entire time.
Oh, really? Can you... 一方戻ったりすることができないってことだね。
Right.
I see, I see.
Yeah,、oh, but it's a,、nice. It's a one price ticket.
That would be very nice. Like, it's always the time and the financial stuff that gets in the way. So, if it was one price and I know what the price is, then it becomes more, even more realistic だね。I'll have to check into that.
I was just talking to a friend about that recently.
え、それ以外にちーちゃんなんかこう非現実的かもしれないと思えるものってあった？
So I want to go backpacking in the enchantments. The enchantments are here in Washington State, but the only way that you can go there to backpack is by getting a permit. But the permit is a lotto system.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like this really complicated, like I'm like, how do we make this happen? So I'm like, you know, I hope, you know, like it's a little bit out of my control, right?
Yes, yes.
Because we have like the lotto is released at like a certain day and then you have to apply and then like then so only certain people, you know, get to receive the permit and then get to go. So you know what? ちょっとなと思うんだけど, I have it on my list in terms of trying to manifest those things.
でもね、わかる。あのね、約20代、30代あたりはね、はい、あのアメリカのグリーンカードラトリーに応募したことがあるのね。で、それも書いてた、あの前は。
Yeah.
だけど、本当に自分でコントロールできないから困っちゃうよね。そのところはね。で宝くじとか書いてる人も多分いると思うけど、そういうね、ものもね、あるよね。
Yeah, like win the lottery, like the, win the cash lottery.
Yeah,
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 that's not on my list, but the enchantment permit lotto system is.
へー、それも抽選なんだ、すごいね。そういう抽選が。
I think the other one that feels really hard to me is like language mastery. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to want to take Spanish for a year or, you know, be able to say a few phrases. But to really become fluent, there's a lot of languages I would like to learn. But, こう、何年も何年も勉強しなくちゃいけない。
Yeah.
Or you have to go live in that country for a couple years and then you might become fluent. But even then, I don't know that you ever, I don't think that you can get to native fluency in 2 years living in a country.
So
you know what they feel, it always feels like when, you know, when do you get to check that box?
そうなのよ。だってさ、日本語と英語だけでこんな苦労してるから。
I know.
ね、だからやっこもラングイッジのはあって、やっぱり何個か絶対に死ぬまでにはマスターしたいものがあるんだけど、何個かあって、で、but it'sfor the rest of my life って感じがするね。もう最後の最後でなるんだろうなって感じがする。
Maybe, yeah. And I feel the same way about like 楽器.
Yes.
Because on my bucket list is piano. And it's like, I already know how to play piano, but it's not at the level in which I'd like to be at.
Yes.
So, そこら辺がちょっとなんか微妙だなって。
微妙、微妙。そうなの。だから何回書いても必ず入ってくるっていうものは、やっこも、やっこも楽器はあるし、ラングイッジもあるし、そこら辺、マスターする系ね。何々をマスターするみたいなものは、やっこも何個もあるけど、いつチェックできるんだろうって感じ。
I know, right? Like, when do you call it done?
Yes.
そういうのはある。
そう、ヤコも結構、だからヤコの多分一番難しいなと感じてるもので言ったら、合気道と陶芸はやりたいのね、どうしても。
陶芸って何？
陶芸 is pottery?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, we've talked about this pottery thing.
Yes, yes. And it, like, since I have not done...it yet. I've not even started yet. They seem like a really big world of like learning. And thus it kind of feels hard. It sounds hard to me. But, まあ絶対やりたいことであるんだけど、これもまた language と楽器と一緒で、I don't know when I'm going to be able to check that off って感じはするね。だけど、多分一番難しいと感じてるのはそこら辺かなって感じがするね。
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about martial arts is there's structure. So you can be like, I want to get a black belt.
Yes,
or
yes.
I want to get, like, a, there's clear markers that say yes or no. But pottery, it's like, when are you?
Yes.
I mean, I guess it's like maybe take a pottery class. So instead of, it would be one check mark.
Yes, yes.
So maybe that's where you start.
I know. Like, I think it's easy considering the fact that I could just start and I'm already, you know, halfway there on the check みたいな感じだし、スタートをするってチェックして
But mastery, I think those are the hard ones.
Yes, yes.
Because, exactly. You know, like the thing, like piano とか, it's like, okay, well, I already know how to play.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you measure that? How do you know when you're done?
I know. That's
as a bucket list item.
That's true だしね。難しいなって感じるところだよね、そこはね。
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, what I realized is that, like, back when I did the bucket list before, I had more, I want this みたいなものがもうちょっとあったんだけど、なんか最近それはもうほとんどなくって、で、やっぱ習いたいことっていうのはまだまだいっぱいあるんだなっていうのをやっぱ感じたね。こう、
Okay.
Yeah. Whether it's starting or mastery, it's like, oh, there's so many things I still want to learn.And that kind of made me happy. なんかワクワクするっていう感じもあるし、まだまだいっぱいあるなっていうところはやっぱり感じたね。
The learning list is big, and that feels daunting to me because I'm like, that's a lot to learn.
Daunting な感じもあるけどね。はいはいはい。
Because many of them take years.
Yes.
Years. Right. It's not just like, oh, I want to learn how to knit over the weekend.
そう、確かにそこ難しいよね。バケットリストってこうできたチェックみたいなところが楽しいところの一つでもあるから、
はい、
いつチェックできるか分かんないっていうのは、終わったぞってできるか分かんないっていうのは、うん、まあちょっとダウンティングな感じはあるかもしれないけど。But that's also the good thing about this, I think, is that you revise it、periodically.Constantly, and it kind of changes throughout your life, I think. So that's the fun part, too.
And I do think that as you get into certain things, mm-hmm. there are goals and metrics that start to show up. So maybe it's yes. like, oh, maybe I want to have a piano concert. or maybe I, right, like it's like I want yes. to be part of a band.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, there's more specifics I think that can come up
mm-hmm.
with learning anything. It's like, okay, let's say
yeah.
you want to learn a new language. So it's like, okay, now I want to travel to a country where I can practice
yes.
that language.
そうだね。
それがチェックの、チェック、100 list item. So there's ways I think we can break things down so it's not quite so vague and difficult.
そうだね。なんか、mm. そうそうそう。学んでいく途中でどんどん出てくるからね。と思うし。ヤッコもなんか、その、結構ね、お料理のことが最近出てきてる。昔はなかったんだけど。
Oh, for example?
そうだね。まあ、ラザニア。ラザニアヤコ大好きなんだけど、で、
はい、
ラザニアはまあなんとか作れるものの一つなんだけど、I want to do a little bit more with the lasagna, like making my go-to recipe みたいなのができるようにしたいんで、こう ラザニア作りみたいな、単純に書いてあるだけなんだけど、
はいはい、
なんかあんまり昔はなかったね、料理のことなんて一切リストには入ってこなかったんだけど、だんだん料理の煮物を作れるようになりたいとか、なんかそういう、
はいはい、
なんかもう、おこんなの出てきたなみたいなのが自分ではちょっとびっくりだったんで、ちょっと新たな発見だったね、そこはね。
I love it. I love it. So one of the things that I've been pondering lately is why is it that when you hit your 40s or 50s, suddenly you become interested in birds?
Whoa.
Like, this is a very, like, age-specific thing.
Yes.
So on my list this year, because, you know, I have created other bucket lists. I've never done 100, but I've created other bucket lists. But on my list, first time this year is, on this list is learn more about birds.
Whoa!
やっぱりこう、年取ると、I think things change.
That's interesting, but you know what? I did not realize that until now, but that may be true because I don't have anything about birds on my list, but like recently, for probably since these couple of years, 2-3 年ぐらいから前から、はい、なんか窓の外に鳥がチュンチュンいてさ、はい、庭見るとなんかこうパクパク食べてたり、いろんな鳥が来たりするんだけど、それを見てるのが異常に楽しいんだよね。なんかBut it's like, and Jan and I talk about it. It's like, あの子また来てるよみたいな感じとか、
はいはい、
見て見てチュンチュン食べてるよとか、なんか we have a conversation around that. And it's like, もうなんかちょっと年取ったなって感じはして、なんとなくしてたんだけど、ちいちゃんが今言って初めて、あ、そういうことって思ったね。
There's something about like turning 40 or 50, like where suddenly like you develop an interest in birds.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That is a super big discovery, Dana.
There was a few years ago where John and I were watching a hummingbird documentary on TV. And one of my cats was super into it. She was watching the show with us. But as we were watching this documentary, I was like, Oh man, we're old.
でもね、それ感じるときあるある、年感じる、なんか見てるものとかねあるな。
But if anybody has an explanation for why we develop interest in birds later in life, I would love to know.
Me too. Like, what is this? って感じだね。 I would love to know too. 皆さん何かあったら教えていただきたいなと思います。
So from your bucket list, is there anything that you're super focused on or super excited about?
Oh, that's a good question. まあでもね、合気道と陶芸は I'm very excited. Like, I think it's because I haven't started yet. Because it's もう想像するっていう、想像する、妄想するとすごいワクワクするものだから、はい、It's one of the hardest things I feel, but it's also one of the most exciting things that's on my list って感じがするね。
Okay.
Yeah.
Hardest because
it feels like it's a big world and it's something big to conquer って感じがするから難しいって思ってるんだけど、だけど、やっぱり長いこと、it's on my list. And so, I'm always excited. When I think about it, I get excited. って感じ。毎年それを見て、楽しみ楽しみだけど、まだ始めてはいないし、it's like, it's probably, it will take time before I'm able to check it off. But it feels exciting to me. って感じかな。
So, do you have plans to start?
Well, I feel that I'm going to start Aikido before I start Toge, but hopefully this year はちょっとまだ調べてるかな。Maybe next year though.
Okay.
I have found a couple of places around my place where I can go, so I do want to check those out within this year, maybe. だから始められたら、まずはね、始めるところからなんだけど、そこら辺はちょっと excited ですね。
I love it.
ちーちゃんはある?
Well, on my list is Okinawa, which I'll be going to later this year, so I'm very excited about that. It's very top of mind.
なるほどね。もう近いしね。ちょっと行
ける。And it's been on my list for a long time.
Oh, やっぱそこあるよね。沖縄やっこ行ったことないからね。あ、それ入ってなかったな。入れないとな。
Oh, you should put in. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I'm very excited about that. John and I have been doing some research around, like, どんなとこ行きたいかな、どういうことしたいかな。And if I'm lucky, I might be able to check off another one, which is to swim with sharks.
Whoa!
I don't know if I can do that in Okinawa, but...
Shark to?
If I can, I'd love to do
I'm traumatized by the movie Jaws. I will never be.
Well, I don't want to swim with great white sharks. That's not fun.
That's not fun. That's not fun.
Oh, no, like cute little sharks.
Okay, okay. Oh, でもぜひぜひレポートも欲し、ね、してもらえると嬉しいね。なんかね、やれたものは。
Okay, well, let's jump to our pop quiz for our 100 list episode today.
はい、それではクイズコーナーに移りましょう。
Okay, Yakko. So today's pop quiz is a colloquialism. What does it mean when we say, it ain't over till the fat lady sings?
It ain't over till the fat lady sings. ちょっと待って。まず、colloquialism って言ったらどういうもの?
Kind of like slang, but more of a saying, a casual saying.
Casual saying. Okay, okay. でもう一回、あの、question のやつ言ってくる。
It ain't over till the fat lady sings.
なんか、大きいことが起きるまで終わらない?なんか違うな。なんだろう?なんだろう?なんか聞いたことあるようなないようなっていう感じだな。ドカーン、ドカーンと。なあ、わかんないね。わかんないね。
It means, basically it means it's not over until it's over.So, for example, if you were trying to complete your 100 list and, you know, you're dying, you might say, oh, 終わらないかもって。And then I would say to you, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. So, 頑張ってっていう。
頑張ってっていう感じだね。だするね。あ、そういうことなんだ。ほー。なんで fat lady sings なんだろうね。
I think...you know, don't hold me to this, but I think back in the day in the opera was often ended with a female soprano singer who was often the heavier woman. And so, you know, as you're watching the opera, until that last lady, the fat lady sings, it's not over to you. I think that's where it comes from.
I see. But it does feel like the last act in the opera.
Yeah. So it's not over until the fat lady, meaning it's not over until it's over. So that's what we say. It ain't over till the fat lady sings.
なるほど。100のリストにもそのままつながりますね。確かに。本当これ完成させるのが大変だからね。終わらせないとって感じですね。Yes. はい。それでは日本語の方に移りたいと思いますけど、This one colloquialism でもありかもしれないな。
はい。
でも I think it's originally a proverb だと思います。
Okay.
Okay. いきます。好きこそものの上手なれって言ったらどういう意味でしょう。
One more time.
好きこそものの上手なれ。
Is it like the more you like something, the better you're at, you are at it?
ピンポンピンポンピンポン、もう完璧です。そういうことだね。The more you like it, the more you will exceed at something. You'll learn faster. And it can also mean like if you want to master something, just...be able to enjoy it and you'll get there、mm-hmm. っていう感じのところもある、mm-hmm. なので
That's so true.
I know. That's so true. I love this. And we do say it a lot here in Japan. So,
okay.
Yes.
That's a great saying because consistency, I think, is the hardest thing.、Mm-hmm. And if you don't enjoy something, you're very likely not going to be consistent. But if you do, it's easy.It's easier to be consistent and disciplined around things.
Exactly. もうその表現もう完璧に捉えて表現してくれてありがとうございます。そういうことでございました。
I love that. Well, on that note, let's wrap up for today. Thank you all for tuning in for another episode of the Lost in Japanglish podcast. We appreciate your listenership, and we hope that you also will take on the 100 list challenge to create a bucket list and see what it brings out for you.
はい。今日は100のリストについて話してまいりましたけれども、皆さんももしこういうリストよく作っているとしたら、どんなところが大変かとか、面白いかとか、あとは、まあ、やってみてもいいんじゃないかなと思いますので、やった感想などもお寄せいただけると嬉しいです。それでは今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週。バイバイ。